Welcome to the July 2024 episode of In the Distance Oblivious Playlist Podcast. I'm sitting here with the slightly exasperated but wonderfully creative Big Al Hammond.
And I'm here with the current and new karaoke queen, Phoebe Fowler. Every month, we pick 11 songs of pretty much any genre or any time period that we always put into a changing Spotify playlist. This podcast is an actual recording of the odd and ritual-filled ceremony that we go through each month to select those songs.
Our podcast is never intended to be overly professional. It's basically unscripted and just us two sitting around talking about music and why we often like,
but sometimes dislike,
each other's music tastes. Okay, before we get started on anything else,
yes.
Guess who I remembered this month?
Tell me who you remembered.
Frank! Frank's back!
Frank has returned!
Yay!
The last two months?
He was on a very long and arduous journey.
Yeah.
I'm glad he's back here with
Frank
us.
Frank had better things to do, but he's back with us. Thank you, Phoebe.
He's back where he belongs.
We should also announce...
Because Phoebe remembered.
Exactly. We should also announce that we are recording this month in a brand new location. We're on the rooftop studio of the OML Studios.
We are.
So apologies for any background noises, car alarms,
the sounds of the city, you
know. The sounds of lovely downtown Manchester, but we'll have fun anyway. But welcome to July.
Yes, July. It's really summer.
It's
summer. Or it's about to be.
It's summer here in Virginia. It's hot and humid on the roof, but we're loving it. Tell me about your picks this month. Tell me about what you thought. Tell me about what I'm supposed to think.
Well, I say this every time, and it's true every time. I go through phases with my own playlist, and this month, I started out really liking them, and at some point, maybe because I'd listened to it so many times, I was kind of over it, you know? And some of these are leftovers from last month that didn't make it into the final under 100,000 never been in the playlist
category. I was going to bring
category.
That up.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Some of them are new, though, and I think overall, I really like them now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm back in the trend of liking myself.
You went from liking to not liking to liking again?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Made a full circle there, I guess.
And what did you think of mine?
I like yours.
Uh-huh.
Initially, it had to grow on me.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think some of yours definitely flew under the radar.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't really like some at first, but the more I listened to it, I don't know. I have some diehard ones there that need to get in.
Uh-huh.
From yours now. So
good.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
What about you?
I don't know what I thought of mine. Like, there are definitely a few of mine that I think are really good, and I have four that I really want to get in, three that kind of have to get in, and a fourth that I really want to get in, and the rest of them, I like them all a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy, and I would be happy if any of them got in, but I don't know that this is a strong submission for me, and like, I don't know why, because I was really excited about them, and then kind of I wasn't.
Sometimes it just turns that way,
you
know, and you're like, well, maybe not this month, but I feel like for me, I don't know. I feel like I have some really strong contenders in mind.
Yours were interesting in that, like, I don't know that any of yours stood out as, like, absolutely greatest hits worthy.
Mm-hmm.
But there's seven of yours that I think are really good and that they're all kind of equal.
Yep.
I couldn't pick.
I had changed
trouble
my
picking
picks.
Yours.
Literally like three times in the last day.
Same.
So.
Same. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had major trouble picking out of yours. And actually, that's not true because like I would say there was seven, but then there were eight. Yeah.
For me, there's definitely six I want to get in, and we know that's not going to happen.
That can't happen.
You know.
Do you have a prediction on how you will do? How I will do?
I think I'm going to get 8 if
mm-hmm.
I'm lucky,
mm-hmm.
7 if I am being more realistic.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're going to get 8.
I'm kind of in the same boat, but I will say that I think both of ours this time feel unpredictable to me.
Yes.
And I think we both have some weird ass outliers.
Yeah.
That I'm not sure whether you put this in specifically for me to pick it, and I'm not going to pick it, or whether, you know, it's like that kind of thing.
And psychology.
Exactly. And also, there's too much unpredictability of both of ours. I think we both could do really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
I think we could both fail really badly. But I'm going to...
If we fail, we fail together.
I'm going... Well, no, not necessarily. I think one of us could do really well and one of us could do really badly. But I'm going with we're both going to get 8. That's my prediction.
Well, you know what I say to unpredictability,
Tell
right?
me what you say to unpredictability.
All right.
That is unpredictability.
Yep, there we go. So as always, we come in having submitted 10 songs to each other, and you can find links to those songs in our show notes. Now we're going to take turns narrowing those 20 songs down, first to 10, then to 11 songs that will actually become the finished playlist. So now I'm going to start off the ceremony by first picking one of Big Al's songs.
Phoebe, thank you for picking Bella White's beautiful I'll Find a Way to Carry It All.
Yay!
It's a single from this year. Longtime playlist listeners may recognize this as being a Ted Lucas song, which was in our playlist in December of 2021.
Oh, I mean, I love the song anyway, but this version is just so... The original's intimate, but this just takes it like to another level of like vulnerability.
Do you like this better than the original?
I do.
I think I do too.
Yeah.
I loved his, and they're just different. You know, I mean, I think they both have their strengths. And like, I don't think I planned on liking this as much as I do.
I didn't either, and I couldn't get it out of my head. You know,
exactly.
I'm kind of obsessed with it.
We talked about this in relation to somebody recently. Her voice in this song is a perfect example of the reverse Mariah Carey effect. In that, like, I'm showing you that I'm capable of singing a bunch of notes,
mm-hmm.
and then not actually singing them.
Uh-huh.
It's like so understated.
I see what you mean, though.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, understated is, I mean, obviously in this way,
yeah.
it's
You can tell she's got
amazing.
Some pipes, and
mm-hmm.
you can tell that, like, she could blow the lid off it if she
yeah.
needed to, but the song doesn't need that. The song needs quiet.
There's
and
subtlety.
Peace and subtlety and sweetness.
I also think it has a lot to do with her tone.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Yeah. It's chilling.
Such a great find.
Yeah. Now it's time for me to pick one of yours.
Yay. Will I laugh or will I cry? Yay, Blake Mills.
You like this one?
Oh my God, I love this. So this is Winter Song by Blake Mills from his self-titled album released in 2010. I actually believe it was his first album.
I don't remember.
And he was previously in the playlist with his song If I'm Unworthy from his 2014 album, Hi Ho. I love this.
I love this too, and like, I would never have known it's the same person.
Really?
Right. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
It sounds like him.
Vocally, but the rest of it doesn't to me.
For me, it's like my musical brain immediately attunes into the voice, and I think yours does too, but you focus a lot on the arrangements and the background stuff, and I'm getting better at that.
Mm-hmm.
So I usually have a memory for voices before I do for everything else.
Question?
Yeah?
Do you know who the woman singing in this is?
Jessica Hoop.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
What? Well, I heard it, and I was like, that sounds familiar, but I was trying to place it, and I eventually gave up and had to look it up.
Long time Obliviite favorite Jessica Hoop is in this. There's also a video of the two of them doing this together.
Ooh, nice. Little trivia.
Yes.
He was actually in Dawes before he went
really?
Out on his own.
Really?
Yep. And it was called Simon Dawes.
I knew Dawes had a different name before
yep.
they were Dawes.
Like him and I believe it was Taylor Goldsmith were founding members, and I think they went to school together, but they basically both took the middle names of both of their names and made Simon Dolls, right? So after he left and started his own solo career, they changed it to Dolls. All right. I guess so next, I am picking one of my own songs.
This will be telling.
Uh-oh. And you didn't say it like you were happy about it. I said this shouldn't be a surprise, but this is The Deer Hunter, their song The Pimp and the Priest, from the album Act One, The Lake South, The River North, released in 2007. I just want to say, I fucking love this song. You don't look convinced. You don't like it?
I kind of don't.
Oh my God, why? Who are you?
I don't dislike it.
What is it about it that you don't like?
His voice. I like the musical ambition of it. Mm-hmm. I like that it tries to do a different thing. His voice, it sounds like, I kept trying to think of the band. One of those like 90s pop bands.
Okay.
That all of a sudden got transported to 2024 and is trying to be musically ambitious and succeeds on many levels, but still sort of sounds like they belong on the soundtrack to the sitcom Friends.
That's so unfortunate.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's too bad.
This one didn't do it for me.
Yeah, I don't mind. I love this.
You know, I like it. I like listening to it. But it's like, compared to other stuff in your playlist, this ain't it. This ain't it. I love it when we disagree.
Yep, this is one of my favorites.
Yep. Yeah.
It's also, to be completely transparent, I used to listen to this group a lot.
Oh, yeah?
Growing up. Several of them.
Yeah, they've been around a while, right?
Yeah. This is one of them that I used to listen to.
Do you know if they were ever featured on the sitcom Friends? Because, I'm sorry.
Asshole. I really like his voice. Mm-hmm.
I don't dislike his voice. It doesn't fit. It doesn't, the whole thing doesn't go together for me. His voice is fine. The music is great. But none of it meshes for me.
I don't get that, though.
Who's the band? God. Who's the band that did the theme song for Friends?
I don't know. Is that who you're trying to compare it to?
Yes.
Are you fucking?
No, his voice. That's who his voice.
No. He just, I don't hear that.
He sounds like he should be singing about white 20-somethings playing in a fountain.
Oh God! No, I definitely hear like the pop influences there, and I do hear like a little bit of emo, but I'm not getting that at all.
Okay.
No.
Some of the most entertaining podcast moments happen when we disagree, Phoebe. This was one of them.
I'm gonna start throwing shit. I'm offended. Frank, help me out here. We're at the ready.
Oh, Frank, did you do that? Frank, that wasn't nice.
Anywho, moving on.
Moving on, it's
Big
time
Al
for me to pick one of mine.
One of his, yes, one of your own songs. Lead it away for us.
This is Josephine Foster with The Wheel of Fortune from the album No Harm Done, released in 2020. First off, do you love this or hate this?
I love this. Are you kidding me? I fucking love this.
This just gives me chills.
Yeah.
This is so amazing.
I would honestly pick this as one of my favorites of yours that you've ever submitted.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm so glad.
I'm so glad.
This is the perfection
purity
in me in that, yep.
In her voice.
It is a purity.
Like, listen to this woman's voice and picture what you think she would be like.
Mm-hmm.
And then multiply that times 10. Like, that's what comes across in the videos.
Yeah, for me, this is definitely a...
This is like... I'm so glad you like this. I was scared this would be too freaking strange.
No, this is right up my alley.
Yeah.
I'm actually jealous that I did not find this before you. This might be my favorite of yours.
This comes on, like, I'll be driving in the car and this comes on when I'm listening to the playlist and I gotta stop the car.
Yeah. There's sometimes, like, definitely ones that we've both submitted that I listen to it and I'm like, I just need to stop and just appreciate the song. Do you remember where you found it?
No, but I was going to put it in last month in the Under the Radar playlist for which she qualifies.
Fit. Yeah.
But it was too beautiful. Like,
yeah.
It was like, this needs to be appreciated, not for being somebody that nobody knows, but it just needs to be appreciated and be a star in its own right.
We need to make a themed playlist of songs like this that are ethereal, moving, transcendent.
Or we could do a great, like I was saying, we could do a greatest hits thing of stuff that almost isn't music,
mm-hmm.
you know, that like transcends
into something else.
Yeah.
Into more.
Well, thank you. Thank you for appreciating this.
That oh, I love it.
Renews my faith in you.
Especially after that last song,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. So, I think now you have to pick one of mine.
That is correct.
You've picked the Deadlians. I Don't Want to Ride Your All One Anymore.
Yay!
A single from 2017.
I fucking love this.
Yeah, isn't this fun?
This is so fun. I just want to say before you start off on that, this deserves a...
Yes, it does.
Tina Tambourine.
I don't know if they are intending this, but it sort of makes sense. You know who this sounds like is the Pogues.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, it does. Yep.
Very, very Irish, but very punkish at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I love that mix.
Yeah.
And I love his voice.
I know.
It's so good. And they also just sound like they're having so much fun.
Yeah.
It's kind of why I decided I didn't like country music, because the only country music that I would hear that would be played was
predictable. And
something I would not,
yes.
having heard real country
yes.
music, classify as country music.
Yes.
Basically pop country.
Yes.
Pop first, country being
yes.
last.
Yes.
Yep.
Country flavored pop.
So we are at the halfway point, right? So you're going to be picking one of mine next.
Yes.
All right. This is where the turntables. So get ready. You know what, Big Al?
What?
Sometimes in life, there are no shortcuts.
You are so right.
Mm-hmm.
Who else said that?
Heather Maloney and Darling Sign.
Exactly.
Yep, yep. From their album Woodstock, released in 2014.
So there's a lovely video of them doing this.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lovelier version of them doing Joni Mitchell's Woodstock.
Oh, hell yeah.
The video for this is really nice and is maybe the video winner this month.
Ooh.
She and Darling Side have collaborated on a number of things. This and the Woodstock thing. Darling Side is so interesting, too, how they bring this. And obviously this is more about her, but I like their very quiet, understated, but still, like, there's, like, this presence that they bring
mm-hmm.
somehow that's... They don't need to, like, blow you away, but you can kind of always feel a certain magic in
yes.
stuff that they do.
It feels, like, infused with something when you listen to them.
Yeah.
And I've thought this, and, I mean, there are other songs, too, but it has a good intensity to all of their stuff without ever necessarily bubbling over the edge,
uh-huh.
if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's very well put. There's some other videos of her doing this song without Darling Side
mm-hmm.
that are also really interesting, but they're not quite as good.
Yeah. This is a good mix,
yeah.
for sure.
That was how many? Six?
That was six. So I'm picking one of my own
next. You're
going
to pick one of yours.
Uh-oh. So another pairing that I like,
mm-hmm.
all right?
Tell
Lucas
me.
Frank and Phoebe Bridgers, their song Shame. It's a single released in 2017 for the show Godless. Have you heard of that one? It's like a
not.
Western
I can
show.
Picture this being in a Western.
Yeah.
100%. Oh, maybe I do know that.
Yeah.
Show.
You've probably seen a couple episodes on AMC or something.
No, but I know of it. Mm-hmm.
I really like this. I feel like you don't. No.
I love him. I'm
mm-hmm.
not sure if she fits in the song. I think I would like it better without her. I do like the song.
Oh, I love her in it.
Yeah?
Yeah,
okay.
I like it a lot. So this is Lucas Frank.
Yes.
His father is Scott Frank, who was a director and writer for The Queen's Gambit.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's an interesting tie-in.
Right. And his son, Lucas, who we're listening to right now, also wrote a song for the show. And they have produced a music video together.
So. Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
No, I love his voice. And I love the mood of this. And I
the
love...
The mood.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I love it so much.
Yeah. And then Phoebe sings.
Fans, I'm gesturing because Big Al is not understanding how good this is. What is throwing you off about it? Is it the tone of her voice? Is it she doesn't match the mood for you?
Yeah, she doesn't quite match the mood.
See, I think differently.
Uh-huh.
I think it works really well.
I was totally sold on the song, and I was like all in on the song with just him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind her in the harmony part, but when she's singing by herself, it doesn't quite work for me.
Oh, man. That's too bad.
That's all right. There again, you know?
We'll see at the end, like, how many you got wrong.
Exactly. Things aren't looking good. How many of yours were direct holdovers from the June Under the Radar?
Let me look at the list. Two.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Mine were at least six.
Damn. Yeah, I found most of them elsewhere.
Uh-huh.
Like, initially I started out with a whole bunch from last month left over, and then I basically took them all out.
Uh-huh.
But two.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, I'll take that.
Yeah. No, I found so much stuff for June, and either it didn't quite fit or it...
Mm-hmm.
For some other reason, yeah.
Well, I like them so far.
Yeah.
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 They're good.
Thank you.
I really do like both of our playlists.
I do too.
I also think it's so funny. We obviously put songs in here for ourselves, but we do it for each other. And we'll come across a song and it's like, oh, I like that. And it's like, you know, I hope they appreciate the song. And you end up being influenced by that. And then next thing you know, you have a playlist that you obviously like, but...
But it's tailored, hoping that the other one would like it. Yes. Yeah.
We've gotten used to each other musically.
And I have intentionally left stuff out that I'm sort of, I like, but I'm not crazy about. It's like, Phoebe's not.
Same.
Like, yeah.
I'm holding back all of the emo that I possibly can.
Not all, but a lot of
hardcore emo shit that I know you would hate, the screamo shit.
Mm-hmm. It's appreciated.
That's just a token of my love for you.
Exactly. Thank you, sweetheart. I'm going to pick one of mine.
You are.
Okay. Tee it up. I've picked Kate and Anna McGarrigle's Swimming Song from their self-titled 1975 album. Do you know the McGarrigles?
I don't.
They were pretty... I won't say they were famous. They weren't household words by any means. But they were well-known in some circles and were on TV some. They were on Letterman. They were here and there. And they were sort of like... I won't say they were the Canadian version of the Roaches, but... They were contemporaries of the Roaches, and they were sisters, and there were comparisons made.
Gotcha.
Do you like this song?
No.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm so sorry. Is it too goofy?
Goofy doesn't bother me.
Uh-huh.
We've listened and loved plenty of goofy stuff. It's like, it might be too...
Predictable?
Predictable, yes, but also like bluegrassy.
Uh-huh. And they're not really...
In that sort of let's all sit around the campfire and hold hands way.
And they're not really like that normally, but they are in this song.
That's promising, at least.
Do you know, have you ever heard Linda Ronstadt do Heart Like a Wheel?
No.
It was the title to maybe her most artistic album of the 70s, and a beautiful album and a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful song written by the McGarrigles. And they're very folky. This is sort of one of their lighthearted little things, little ditties. And I still think it's wonderful and funny and fun.
It's definitely fun.
Yeah.
And I would not be upset to hear this.
Amazingly, I found a video for the song. And you might or might not appreciate it more after seeing the video.
I'm looking forward to the video.
You're now, that was that eight? Good Lord. This is like flying by.
Yeah, it was
by.
Eight. Yep.
So you're going to pick your last song, which is going to be one of mine.
That's correct.
Phoebe is picked in The Kingdom of Dreams by Ian Felice from the album of the same name in 2023.
I had to.
You know, I had to laugh last month when you accidentally submitted a song, I think the Bell Brigade.
I fucked up.
That had been, a member of whom had been in the playlist before.
Mm-hmm.
So this song was my absolute number one killer winner.
Ooh.
From the Under the Radar playlist until I was like, God, his voice sounds familiar. And I figured out that Ian Felice is in fact a Felice brother.
Yes.
Who had been in the playlist with Silverfish.
Correct.
In January of 2023.
Still love that song.
I still love it. It's a great song, and I love the Felice brothers, and I love the song. Tell me why you like this.
His voice, the mood.
It's so dark and minor key and wonderful.
Yeah, he kind of sounds like...
He's got a story to tell.
Yeah, he's got a story to tell, and he's sort of over it all, but is still incredibly vulnerable.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a real vulnerability to... his voice and the presentation and the subject matter. And
it's good.
Yeah.
There's so many of these artists that I've never heard of before, but if I was lucky enough, I'd love to see them play live. And not always, but a lot of the time, you just wonder how they would be live and just what kind of people would be there, what kind of show would they give.
Uh-huh. Both for him and the Felice brothers collectively.
Mm-hmm. You've had a very dark, moody playlist this month.
I'm a very dark, moody boy, Phoebe.
You are.
Hi, I'm Big Al. I'm dark and moody.
Oh, so you're emo?
Oh, yeah.
Emo,
oh, yeah.
Emo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Long live emo. All right. You are picking the final, well,
the
not the final,
song.
The 10th song for us.
Yes.
And you're picking one of mine.
I am.
Alien by Grook from their album Serious Person Part 2. I'm surprised that you like this.
This started out as not only like my number 10, but like I couldn't even.
Oh, yeah?
I didn't even like. I would like skip over this one.
Damn.
And then it just like. It just like grew on me and like. There's also a video of her doing not even the whole song. It's like the first minute of the song.
Mm-hmm.
And she is exactly like we talked about Josephine Foster being like 10 times more than what you expect.
Mm-hmm.
She is even more weird and awkward and beautiful and lovely and sweet and adorable.
I believe they go by they.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also like a really good singer.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it. You never know in a studio version if somebody can really sing as
mm-hmm.
well as, like, they're just sitting there playing their guitar, and this voice that comes out of them is, like...
It's such a beautiful voice. And I hadn't actually looked at any photos or videos of them. I tried to, like, stay away from it. But they just...
I think you will be delightfully
listening
surprised.
To the subject matter. I'm
yes.
like, I feel like they're really weird in a good way.
Yeah. And I think when you see them, you will love them even more than you do.
I'm so glad you like this. I kind of thought this was one that you might think was okay, but it didn't do enough for you or something, you know?
It was completely all in or all hate,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I started
mm-hmm.
out really disliking mm-hmm. this, and then all of a sudden it was like... And I wasn't going to vote for it, and I wasn't going to pick it. And then, like, at the last minute, it just, like, I think I said there were 7 of yours, and I was like, no, there's 8. This was the 8th. Like,
nice.
Yeah. Ah, what a sweet and wonderful and
oh, I'm glad.
Beautiful and weird and awkward person they are and song this is.
What a great way to, like, end that, you
Absolutely.
Know? It's a nice little punctuation
Absolutely.
On this. On this playlist we've made. So at this point, we have finally picked our 10 songs, and now it's time to compare our ballots that we marked before the ceremony began to see how we did.
Player number one, who rotates each month, who in this case was Phoebe, will ring the chime of Thelonious, the number of rings corresponding to her correct number of picks.
Then, player number two, who in this case is going to be Big Al Hammond, will ring the chime in the same manner. And whoever has the most correct votes will then pick two songs.
These can either be songs that didn't get into the playlist already, or any song, really.
And the loser in the voting will select one of those two songs for the final 11th pick.
In case of a tie, which happens often, we have a tiebreaker. Our mascot signed foul ball from a Richmond Flying Squirrels game, a.k.a. the Squirrely Ball of Confusion, will decide any ties in the voting process.
Whoever holds said ball, which is now going to be Big Al, will thereby be pronounced the winner in case of a tie. And therefore, the Lord Protector of Frank. Thank you, Frank. Also known as the Primate of All-Star Supremacy for the following month.
So Phoebe, I think you are up with the chime. Counted seven.
Didn't I guess this?
I think you said
eight. I said eight if I was being optimistic and seven if I was being realistic.
Fair enough. Okay, here I go.
Yep. I guessed eight for you.
I did. I got eight.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm always surprised to win.
Hooray!
You've
hooray,
won for four
hooray.
Or five or six or 12 months in a row. It's finally time.
I did
time
win for like the last like 7 months.
It's finally time for me to shine.
It's time for me to pass the crown of Lamar to you.
So as the winner of our July playlist and the newly crowned Lord Protector of Frank, the two songs that I'm selecting for Phoebe to pick from are two that were not in our submissions this month. I'm selecting Shirley Collins' Space Girl and the Martha Wainwright cover of the Leonard Cohen song, Tower of Song. Phoebe will now pick the 11th song. Phoebe picked Martha Wainwright covering Leonard Cohen, Tower of Song. Martha Wainwright has been in our playlist before with the wonderfully titled Bloody Motherfucking Asshole from June of 2022. This is, I believe, her second appearance.
I do like Martha Wainwright. I was set on not picking a song that had already been in the playlist, but I couldn't help it.
Yeah. It's so great. You know, like all Leonard Cohen songs, maybe not all, but the vast majority of them are worth listening to. And this is from a compilation from 2006, Leonard Cohen, I'm Your Man. Mm-hmm. A bunch of different artists covered a bunch of his different songs, some of which were well known and some of which, this among them, I'm not super familiar with.
I do know the song.
I don't think I did.
I really love her phrasing, and I've always loved her voice.
She's a strong singer.
She just infuses so much drama and intensity into her voice.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's never too much for me.
And she also knows how to tone it down and tone it up. You know?
It's that control.
Yeah.
Definitely. It's part of that for me. It's her even tone that she has throughout the song and just the mood of it. That
There's
really
also
gets me.
Something about her that sounds like a really good 1960s country singer in her voice. Like there's this roughness that like makes her sound like she's lived a life, and
it's just such an odd thing to imagine somebody with so much control and still have that rawness to their voice. Mm-hmm. Ugh, yeah, I like it a lot.
So we have 11 good songs here.
We do.
I know both of us have slight differences about a few of those picks, and that's totally wonderful.
Womp, womp.
That's totally wonderful. Like I love that we have 11 good songs, a few of which we may not be totally happy with, but we still have 11 really good songs.
Agreed.
Thank you, Phoebe. It's a pleasure as always.
Thank you, Big Al.
We'll be back in a minute and talk about some of the songs that didn't get in, some of our final thoughts, etc. And thanks,
Phoebe. We'll see you soon. Yeah. So I think it's time to get down to business. Let's get down to business.
Let's get down to business. What kind of business you got, Phoebs?
Well, we've already selected some pretty great songs, some songs we disagree on,
ones
that made us potentially cry, some laugh, all
right.
of that.
Some
all that
we
good
totally
stuff.
Agree on, and
right.
some we had a little different opinion.
But now, it's time to get down
Was
to
that
it.
You banging
to
the gavel?
Nitty gritty. Yes. Okay.
Talk to me.
So, I need to know what you thought of
yes.
the Neve Reagan, Your Wife.
I started out not liking that a whole lot, and then there's a pretty good video of it that I really
Ooh.
Liked. And that was one of the 7 or 8 that was
mm-hmm.
like right in there.
Yep.
And at one point, I don't think it was ever in my top 3, but at one point I was definitely going to vote for it.
Ooh.
And I like
that. I'll take
that.
Song.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that's a good one.
I thought you would like it, but it's good to have that confirmation.
So much of like subject matter appealed to me, and like
yes.
it's so snarky.
Yeah,
and
that really sold
and
me.
Funny.
Yep.
And
all that shit I like.
Yeah. Me too. Yeah. It's a really smart lyrically, a really smart song.
Yeah, I like her. I think she just released a new album this year, so I need to listen to that.
I don't
too,
know
but.
Anything about her.
All right. What's your mudslinging for me?
Well, We talked about this in the break, but almost unprecedentedly, we ended up picking the 5 songs of mine that I really wanted to get in. So I don't have a whole lot of
fair.
I don't have a whole lot of complaints here. I will say I'm curious about your opinion about a few of them, and I'm not necessarily wishing they got in, but I'm curious what your opinion of the T-Bone Burnett was. The song is Long Time Now, T-Bone Burnett. And I also picked it partly because the title of the album, The Criminal Under My Own Hat, like, that's pretty...
That's a good name for an album. I didn't really like it that much.
Uh-huh.
At least, especially compared to your other stuff.
I agree.
I wanted it to do more, and it did not reach that same do more level as the other ones.
I don't disagree with you. I love him, and I think he's such a treasure, and I love... I just want to listen to him more, and like this is an excuse for me to listen to him more and make you listen to him a little bit. And like I think he's such a musical anachronism but also wonderfulness that like I want people to pay a little bit more attention to him.
No,
but
I'll listen to him more.
I don't disagree that that's not that wasn't as good as some of the other ones. What did you think of the Kashiba?
I liked it, and I still wanted it to do more, you know? I already like them anyway, but it's like, for me, they're on a similar frequency every time I listen to them, but I just wanted more from it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's a really good song, and it's an Alison Russell song, and
yes.
we love her.
Love Alison
We
Russell.
Love her voice. Like, she is such
she's,
a good singer.
Yes,
there's
great.
A really
she's
good
amazing.
Video of this song, her singing, and... She's such a powerful singer, and it's a really, you know, it's clearly a song that has a great deal of meaning for her. I agree. It wasn't as good as some of the other ones.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I do want to know what you thought of the Sierra Hole.
kind of
mostly
the same.
Instrumental.
Kind of the
wanted
same.
Wanted to be longer.
Yeah. I wanted her to talk about more. Like, she's clearly a very gifted player. There's a video of the song, and it's obviously a series. And there was a video of another artist in the same series very, very early in the playlist, long before we started doing the podcast. Mm-hmm. And it's set in an underground cavern. Does this ring a bell?
That's maybe a couple months ago, underground cavern, but I don't think it's the same one.
This was like a long time ago. And it's this beautiful, picturesque, well-lit. And it's called like...
It's like a concert thing
yeah.
that they have down there with a bunch of people?
Yeah.
I remember this.
But it was a long time ago.
Yeah, but I remember, I have the picture in my head
yeah.
of like...
It's called like
a little
Bluegrass
mini
Underground
stage.
Or
yes.
something.
Yes. Yep.
Do you remember who the artist was?
Nope.
Yep.
I have a picture that my brain has yep. took of the YouTube video of that.
This conversation
but that's about
is completely
it.
Uninteresting, but but we both remember that we can't remember. Yep.
That's great.
Thanks.
I love that
Thanks.
For us.
That's
is this what Paul's
enticing
is like?
Enticing podcast like? Commentary right
Jesus.
Now.
Jesus.
Thank you. I like the compilation we did this time, and I think we always try to feature people that are lesser known and try to give voice to people that maybe people don't get enough appreciation for and don't listen to enough. I think we did a nice job this time without really even trying to. Of that.
Yep.
I think a lot of the artists that we have brought forth for July sort of exemplify that. You've got Bella White, you've got the Deadlians, you've got wonderful Karuk.
Yep, see?
Man, what a... Where did you find her? Do you remember?
I'd say about 4 months ago, probably around when we were first talking about or had decided on doing...
Under the Radar
playlist, and I found it around that time uh-huh. and had saved it for the last month, but for some reason...
Uh-huh.
I had too many like it in that playlist or something, and I was like, I'm definitely gonna submit this, but it needs to be at a later time.
Uh-huh.
Not right now. So.
Wait till you see the video. Like they're so lovely. Like they just have such a wonderful, sweet presence. Were there any of yours that you wish had gotten in that didn't, other than ones you talked about? What'd you think of the S.G. Goodman?
Oh, I love the S.G. Goodman.
Yeah. I was picking her
yeah.
until the Karuk bumped her out.
Pretty much everything I've listened to so far, I love by S.G. Goodman. Do you know they're going to be here? And was it for the Iron Blossom Music Festival
yeah,
in Richmond?
Yeah, that's right.
Yep. Her and Nathaniel Rateliff.
And
I'm going to miss them.
I don't have like $4,000 to spend on tickets.
It's not that much, but it's just past that threshold mm-hmm. of I refuse to spend that amount of money.
Yeah.
But that said, I'm glad that they are going to be here. They're going to be playing. Somebody will enjoy them.
Yes.
It won't be
yes.
me.
Yes.
But I will continue to listen to them
on the roof and like install some sort of an audio antenna that we can hear them.
You know what we can do? We could get famous enough doing the IETDO podcast.
That we could get invited.
That we will be specifically invited
right,
to
right,
the show.
Right, right. So listeners, here's what you do. Listeners, you send an email, you make a phone call.
Yep.
You tell your friends, you get on your social medias and you talk to people and you say, you know, that Iron Blossom thing, if they could just have Phoebe and Al there, that would cement the whole deal. And like I might buy a ticket if I knew Phoebe and Al were gonna be there.
And I don't even mind paying for it. I just wanna pay a third less
yes,
than what
yes,
the fuck it costs
yes.
now. I don't know what it is now. It's probably sold out, but
right.
That said, I'm glad that they are still touring, and
absolutely.
At some point, I'll be able to see them live.
I would love to see
crossed.
Them. I would love to see a lot of people.
Same.
Yep. We would all love to see a lot of people.
I want to see Josephine Foster. That's who I want to see.
Oh.
So if you're listening, please tour somewhere.
Josephine,
that'd be great.
I remember looking Josephine up, and she's like touring in Europe or somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But she ain't coming near here. Well, I think we've done well. I think we have a good playlist, as always. It's always fun being here with you. It was fun recording on the roof.
Like, it's really nice.
Listeners, I hope we haven't annoyed you too much with wind
sounds
and sirens
of the city.
And Richmond background noise. But hopefully it's been a pleasant experience for you as well. We hope to see you next month in August. And thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks for being here with me. Thanks for listening. Both our Spotify playlist and our Silly Little Podcast are updated and released around the first of each month. This month, we're recorded on top of the OML Studios in downtown Manchester, Richmond, Virginia.
If you enjoy our podcast, please leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe to our finished and ordered playlist on Spotify by searching for In the Distance, Oblivious.
You can visit our podcast home on the internet at itdo.name, where you can find links to all of our playlist fun, as well as our intro episode, as well as a lot of the videos of the songs that we've been talking about. Please feel free to drop us an email about questions or suggestions at music@itdo.name.
Thanks to American Ace Blended Bourbon Whiskey for help in recording this month.
Our theme music is from Red Eye by Ease Jammy Jams. Accordion music is by Andrew Huang, and we've had a lot of our great background music from Blue Dot Sessions, and all of our music credits are listed in our show notes.
Thanks to Josephine Foster.
Thanks to the Deer Hunter.
Thanks, Carl.
And thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Frank.
Please keep listening and tell your friends. At the former, I wore my suit.
I wore my swimming suit.
That was my little bit. There you go. Sprinkle, sprinkle.